Welcome back, Eagles fans. This is the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Chicago Eagles against the Salina Liberty right here live at the UIC Pavilion in downtown Chicago. I am Cody Grant along with Benjamin Fonseca. Kind of a rough first half for the Eagles. Little turnaround here and there. They were down, they were up, they were down, they were back up, they were down again, and they are down by one right here. But still, 30 minutes of football to be played. They did show some positives. They had some penalties, but still a lot to hang their head on. But they got to come out strong here in the second half and get going quick.
Definitely. They got to come out here in the second half, make a stop. Definitely make a stop. And I believe they had to cut down on the penalties. The penalties are starting to come back to haunt them because, you know, the field position and what they have here. As we go over through some of the highlights here, here we go. This is Calvin being modest because, as you see, there's two defenders around him trying to tackle, and then the third one comes in. I knew there was a third one somewhere in there. But the third one comes in, and he tries to make a tackle, and he still takes it to the house. Very strong, very impressive run right here. And here we go. We got the Liberty. And this was a pretty good pass because, you know what, you had the quarterback, Langford, who rolled out. And that's what happens when you get a shorter quarterback. You got to get him to roll out and get him to see some vision or have some kind of vision on the receivers. Here we go. There's another. And right here, this is what height does to you. This is the difference between Langford and Cousinovoy. This is the difference. He gets a good pass. He drops back. He can see. He has the height, so it's a more accurate pass, and he gets to dump it over. And this right here, this is the one time that Calvin can mention or he can say that the offensive line did what they were supposed to do. He walks right into there, and you can drive a truck through that hole right there.
Throughout the game, the offensive line has done great jobs getting Calvin Phillips some holes to work, and he's using his vision, his speed, and his ability to break tackles to get by it. That sweep play that you did not see there on the highlight came in the first quarter. They were from their own 23-yard line. Brennan Crawford just ran a simple sweep to Calvin Phillips as he came out the outside and got all the way down for a touchdown. Chicago Chaos come out to their home opener at the Benedictine University kickoff at 8:30 p.m. on April 30th. The Chicago Chaos are the official feeder team to the Chicago Eagles, and they have plenty of Chaos players on this Eagles team that played for the Chaos last year, including guys like Anthony Iannotti, including guys like Cornell Johnson and Chris Muhammad. Chicago Chaos with today on the Chicago Fire Department. It's Football for a Cause. Evergreen Park High School. Join them April 16th. Game starts at 2 p.m.
And this is definitely, you know, springtime is around. Most people think about baseball coming up, but right now we got football, and football's back in Chicago. Arena football is back in Chicago specifically, and this is great.
I got some home games coming up, too, for the Eagles. They're going to be here for a while. They got the Wichita Force coming up. That's going to be next weekend. And then how about the Bloomington Edge, Omaha Beef, and the Sioux City Bandits. They'll see them again mid-April. They lost them last week in Sioux City. They're looking to get revenge here at the UIC Pavilion.
Exactly, and I bet you they're licking their chops to get that game back.
Lost by just 2 points last week, and right now they're down by one. They will receive here to start the second half, though, as back deep to receive is Josh Hampton. I don't know, excuse me, Anthony Hughes, along with number five, Tyrone Galvin, who's been back there the entire game.
And let's see if the offense can get going and come out and make a statement here.
So kicking off for the Salina Liberty is their kicker, Michael Giorgetti, as he kicks off right of the left hash mark, looking from that way as he sends one deep, and it's going to be taken by Tyrone Galvin from his own five to the 10-yard line. Cuts back inside. There's a flag down the backfield as he is hit and brought down at about the 16-yard line of the Liberty. But there's a flag all the way back here. I see if the judge gave the holding. So that's going to come back. That's going to be on the Eagles as they do call holding on Chicago.
And it seems like at home they keep continuing to make these mistakes. We saw them when they played the Windy City Windy City Ravens. They ended up making the same kind of mistakes as well.
And that's going to lose a lot of yards. You're talking about you had the Eagles down on the 15-yard line of the Salina Liberty. Now they're going to be starting from their own end zone at about the 6-yard line.
And this is horrible field position. You see how far they're backed up? Wow.
So the Eagles get their first possession here in the second half. Starting quarterback remains Brennan Crawford. As he's out of the shotgun, he He's got one wide receiver to the right, two to the left in their end zone. Well, one running to the left now, drops back to pass. It throws to the middle of the field, caught at the 15, up to the 20. Tyrone Galvin gets wrestled down on the leg tackle, and a hit from behind finally brings him to his feet as Ira Autry was on the ankle tackle, and it's going to be a first down for the Eagles.
First down.
And these Eagles receivers have no problem going over the middle of the field when you talk about Stacey Howard and Tyrone Galvin making the tough catches and trying to fight for extra yardage.
Exactly. And to your point, look at this. He goes over the middle, and this is key right here. He meets the ball. It's not that he's waiting for the ball. He's meeting the ball, and he's getting it at its height while he's still in the air.
Hands out to Phillips. He cuts immediately to the right side after he got up the middle and gets wrestled out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. Brought down on the play by the Salina Liberties linebacker Brock Long.
Second down and eight for the Eagles.
So it'll be a second down and eight from their own 22-yard line.
And right here, this is just to pick up some yardage, just to give them a little more breathing room. Right here, a simple handoff. And this is just to give them a little breathing room.
So looking forward, 13-44, counting here in the third quarter. The Eagles break huddle as Crawford out of the shotgun. He moves all three receivers to the left. He has Tyrone Galvin along with Stacey Howard and Josh Hampton. Calvin Phillips in the backfield behind Crawford. Dropping back to pass as he throws one deep. Had plenty of good blocking, plenty of time, but overthrows the intended receiver Josh Hampton. Good coverage on the play by Liberty.
It looks like Crawford's not coming out as precise as he probably was in the first home game, and also as well as he was in the preseason game. He's overthrown a couple of passes out here today. As you see, he's going to drop back to pass. And I think I see the problem. He's throwing off his back foot instead of squaring up and letting the ball go and let the ball carry.
He has done that a few times. You want to drive off that back
exactly.
foot. Exactly. Fire one in. Two wide receivers left, one to the right. Crawford sends them. He's got Calvin Phillips on the left. Hit takes the snap and throws to the left near logo. Caught at about the 22-yard line, trying to work down. And he gets into about the 17 that's on the play with Stacey Howard making the catch, having a big game.
And if you notice how he set his feet and how more accurate the pass was, as he draws back right here, he sets his feet. He sets his feet and he drives off that back foot, which gives it power and momentum, and it drives the ball into the receiver's chest.
Heading in the game now for the Eagles is number 23, Thalen Pierce, as going to the sideline, Josh Hampton. Two wide receivers to right, one to left is Pierce in the backfield. On the right hip is Calvin Phillips. Handing off to Phillips is Crawford. As Phillips goes to the left, gets out up to the 15, to the bottom of the 10, gets hit hard in the boards, and the boards almost break over. One thing about this indoor football league, you use the boards to your advantage or your disadvantage because you don't want to be hit too hard in there, but they do right. have that great padding. Calvin Phillips, tough guy, picks up a few yards.
Exactly. This is a good hard run right here by Calvin Phillips as he breaks it to the left here. And this is just a simple handoff, just to get the defense thinking that you're going to run. You have to run the ball to make the defense be honest. And this is the importance about running the ball, is that you make the defense honest. They have to honor the run as well as the passing.
Well, look at the block there from Fred Ruff. That's exactly what Calvin Phillips was talking about in that halftime interview. Hand off Calvin Phillips up the middle. Pressure coming as he tries to spin forward and brought down after a few yard gain down to about the 8-yard line.
And that's one thing about good running. You do have a good offensive line. And whenever you have a good running back, you always have a good offensive line behind it. It's just like marriage. There's always a good woman behind a good man. You know what I'm saying?
Third down and long one.
So we have third and one here for the Eagles. As Brennan Crawford talks it over with his team. Crawford has Calvin Phillips on his left hip. Going to have trip lefts from the receivers on the near sideline. Taking the snap is Crawford. He's going to take it himself on the quarterback keeper right up the middle. He gets hit hard. It's going to be a first down inside the five or onto the 3-yard line. They're going to be striking near close to the end zone. First and goal for the Eagles.
And this play, it's basically designed just to give them a good fresh start of downs and have it first and goal instead of a fourth and one or fourth that you're trying to get the touchdown.
Crawford comes to the huddle after getting the call from his offensive coordinator That's Jeff Harris doing a great job with the game plan here tonight. Under center is Crawford in the backfield. Calvin Phillips trips right. Let's see if they go to Phillips up the middle. They've been using him in the red zone. They do cross over to Phillips on the left side. Tries to break forward. It gets hit hard. Plenty of defenders from the Salina Liberty in there. Making the first hit on the play was number 19. That's Isaiah Barfield as he comes out from the defensive back position. Good defense by the Liberty.
And I think the offensive line was confused here because I think they didn't know it was going to be a sweep. As you see, number 87 is blocking inside while the rest of the team is blocking to the outside. So that's why it was blown up, and that's why he didn't get any yards on that.
So second down and goal from about the 4-yard line is Crawford under center. Phillips remains in the backfield. One more receiver to the left is Thalen Pierce, who came in for Josh Hampton. Throw to the right, and it was tipped and intercepted in the end zone by the Salina Liberty, and back all the other way. Finally hit by Calvin Phillips at about the 22-yard line and brought down into the boards, making the interception by the Salina Liberty.
And that's a huge mistake by the Eagles, especially getting it down there at the 1-yard line and not coming up with points and getting an interception, which is even worse.
It was tough to see the number on that play. I believe it was Isaiah Barfield. As he knew what to do with it after the pick.
Yeah, he knew what to do with it. And we can't forget that it got tipped at the line. It ended up getting tipped at the line. I want to say it was number 94 who ended up tipping it at the line and ended up being able to get intercepted and ran back.
Tough break for the Eagles, and as they turn over, they were right there, 4 yards out from scoring and taking the lead over again.
And it appears that every time they get momentum, it seems like they have a mistake that just takes it all away.
And quarterback change again. Langford back in as he fakes the handoff on the option. He gets hit hard at about the 21. Making the play was Kevin Morris Sr. So interesting turn of events here for the Salina Liberty now as they go back to Reggie Langford, at least for that play. It might have been just because of the option. Let's see what they do here in this next offensive possession. Second down and around 9 after the 1-yard gain.
Maybe they're doing like baseball and platooning them. I mean, that could be a possibility. They're bringing them out, switching them in and out.
And Langford remains in at quarterback. He's got a run back on his right hip. That's Kelvin Burke. One wide receiver to the right, two to the left. Out of the shotgun is Langford. Against this Eagles defense, moves in motion to the back. Hands it off to up the middle to the left side at about the 20-yard line. Skips forward to about the 20, about the 18 was Kelvin Burke, who has one touchdown. He scored the first touchdown of the game, actually, early in the first quarter.
And do you think the Liberty's offense is running as smooth as it was running before? It looks like they're kind of not running as fluid as they were when Kostenvoide was in the game.
Kelvin Burke hit there on the defense by Jordan Miller first and finished up.
Exactly. He kind of run inside. The defensive line ends up blowing up. And this is what the Eagles are going to have to do. They're going to have to depend on their strong point of their team, and that's their defense right here.
On the shotgun is Reggie Langford. Let's see if the defensive line of the Eagles can get to the quarterback. As two wide receivers to the left, one to the right on the left hip of Langford is Burke. Langford moves the receivers to the left in motion, fakes the handoff to Burke, throws deep at about the 11-yard line and brought down immediately out of bounds. On the defense was Quinnell Johnson. Going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, he's at the sticks right now. I don't know where they marked him at.
And we're waiting on the signal. As
they
might
be a yard.
They're going to move the chains. So it will be a first down. They give him just enough at about the 11-yard line. One more look at this simple button hook play.
And this is just to get the first down so you can get a fresh new set of downs here. I mean, sometimes you want to start off with a fresh set of downs so you're not running into a situation where you're in fourth down. I don't really understand why he keeps on throwing off his back foot, and I think that's probably because he can't see over the line, so that's what's going on. But that was a good, accurate pass, so you got to give him credit there.
The Chicago Eagles broadcast network, powered by INS and Eversport. Chicago Eagles taking on the Salina Liberty CIF Champions Indoor Football League at the USC Pavilion, Chicago, Illinois, as we resume action. The Salina Liberty have a first and 10 here. First downs at the 1-yard line. They don't need to score to get that first down. On the right side, two wide receivers taking the snap is throwing to the right side and near sideline and brought down at about the 7-yard line. making the catch, number 84 of the Liberty.
Right here, the defense
That's
has to
Pelton
make a stop.
That's Pelton Small, his first catch of the game.
Second down and four, Liberty.
And right here, as you see, it's just a simple play. It's just a simple pass right here, excuse me.
Great right shot here. By our camera crew.
Exactly, great shot, beautiful shot. Takes you inside, sees the tackle and everything. And that's one thing about the Eagles defense, they like to tackle and they can tackle. So right now they're gonna need their defense to step up right here and make a huge stop.
Second down, trips right, one running back ahead of the quarterback, Reggie Langford takes the snap. He's gonna take it himself as he pulls it down, gets to about the 5-yard line to about the 4-3, almost down to the 2-yard line, still on his feet. They finally blow it dead. Nice run there by Langford, showing his speed and his toughness at the quarterback position.
And some good hard running right there.
Eagles in some trouble right now. They're already down by one, and the Liberty are threatening to score inside the Eagles' 2-yard line. They're going to mark it down to one. It's going to be a first down, so a first and goal. They've been in this situation before, but what a run there from Langford. You see the extra effort.
Yeah, and that's what he had linemen coming in, giving extra effort. They seemed to, officials looked like they missed a late hit at the end of there, but like I said, the offensive line, they're going to get in there, and they're going to get nasty, and they're going to mix it up with the Eagles' off defensive line.
And now they're going to bring three guys in the backfield. We saw this before at the fullback position. It's going to be Joe casting the void. They didn't give it to him last time. They don't this time either. Straight up the middle and stuff at the line of scrimmage, getting the first hit for the Eagles was Jordan Miller. And also in there on the play was Ayoub Amida. Good job up front. So it remains at the 1-yard line, second down. For the Liberty, they got to do three more stops here, though, if you're the Eagles. Hold on to that one-point deficit right now.
Yeah, you definitely have to make a stop here, especially after the turnover.
So second down and goal under center is Langford in the backfield. Hands off to his halfback, and you know he's a fake, and he works it outside, and that fooled everyone as he went out to the far sideline, and he got just enough speed, dove in the end zone, beat the defender on the play was Lloyd Morgan. Touchdown for the Salina Liberties, Reggie Langford, his second of the game, first rush. He had a 30-yard touchdown throw in the first quarter to Joe Casanovoid. Now he gets in on the ground. And what would happen here was a fake benefit.
It was a fake right here. And what happens here is that he fakes to the runner, and then he sprints out because he has one-on-one on the outside. And he beats the defender to the end zone. Right here, he's going to fake the handoff right here. He fakes the handoff, and now he's got one-on-one to the outside.
And it was a great fake. Extra point is good. So it puts the Salina Liberty up by 8, 31-23. Just 5:07 to go here in the third at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois. Chicago Eagles find themselves in a difficult position. They will be on offense after this kickoff. Got to score, though, here. The offense has not. We've seen some flashes of what they can do, but it hasn't been consistent, Benjamin.
And the thing is, it's the penalties. The penalties are hurting them because the – in the last drive, they had a penalty that pushed them back to the 5-yard line. They had a hold that made the return, which was an excellent return to the 25-yard line that had them pushed back. Then, once they get down to the red zone, they end up having a turnover. You can't win football games with mistakes like that. And they have to play a good game here because the Liberty is not a bad team. The Liberty are very good. They should have won last week as well. And they came in as well under some unfortunate things that happened in their game. So, I mean, the Eagles cannot take the Liberty light at all. And they need to come out here. They need to show up and make a stop and play some offense here. Start getting the ball in the end zone.
Both teams come in 0-1 to this game. Last week, the Salina Liberty lost to Wichita Forest 66-44, while the Chicago Eagles lost to Sioux City up in Sioux City by a final score of 41-39. Their first home game, their home opener of the regular season. Obviously, we saw them here 2 weeks ago, which is an exhibition game against the Windy City Ravens.
And it looks like they're a little nervous out here playing on their home turf because we saw the same thing against the Ravens. They could build up momentum, and then it would get taken away because of the penalties or turnovers or whatever else would happen that was misfortunate for them.
Tyler Galvin and Anthony Hughes back deep to receive the kick. It goes to Anthony Hughes on the far 5-yard line to the 10, to the 15, cuts back inside, back to the outside of the 20, jumps over a defender and brought down, and they're going to mark him at the 21. So good return there from Anthony Hughes. Just run straight, get as many yards as you can, and give your offense an opportunity.
Yeah, because you don't want to have any mistakes. And basically, what he does right there is just continues to run, and you don't want to have stupid penalties. And I think that's what the coaching staff is afraid of, is that if you break to the outside or you break inside or you do something a little bit fancier, that you're going to draw a penalty.
So first and 10 for the Chicago Eagles, heading out at quarterback Brennan Crawford. He's had a up and down game. He threw the interception in the last possession. It was tipped in the line of scrimmage, but they had the ball at the 4-yard line. They could not get past the defense of this line of Liberty. Let's see how he rebounds on this possession, starting from their own 21-yard line. Crawford out of the shotgun. He has Calvin Phillips on his left hip. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Anthony Iannotti in on the far sideline as receiver. Crawford moves in motion, and the back is Stacey Howard. Hands it to Calvin Phillips right up the middle on the shotgun run, and he's brought down after a short gain, maybe 2 yards. A swarm of Liberty defenders on the play. In there was number 4, Justice Scales. Also number 33, Brock Long. Right up the middle, he was... The block here is just non-existent there, Benjamin.
No, the offensive line kind of let Calvin down right there. They didn't touch any defenders there, and he ended up getting bottled up at the line of scrimmage.
They've done a good job so far this game opening up holes for Calvin Phillips. That's going to happen, especially when they're looking at Calvin Phillips to run the ball. The defense is going to target him. They got to figure something out here on this drive. Crawford out of the shotgun, and now looks like he's going to go under center as he talks to Stacey Howard on the left sideline. He's got Iannotti in the near sideline. He's got on the far side now Josh Hampton. Drops back to pass. Throws one deep to Stacey Howard, a little bit too high as Howard tried to leap to Brolin in, and just a finger's worth away from the ball on the one-on-one coverage. Incomplete pass. It's going to be third down for the Eagles.
And I think Crawford's he's not comfortable when he drops back. As you see right here, he drops back, but he continues to overthrow, and that overthrowing is starting to hurt him and come back to haunt him here. I mean, he has not had a...
And there was a flag on that play as well, and it was accepted by the Salina Liberty, so that's going to move the Eagles back even further as they're going to have the ball at the 21-yard line. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty back at the 11-yard line.
Another penalty that they cannot afford to have. I mean, that's not real good for the Eagles right now, and it's not helping their cause.
Crawford out of shotgun. He's got Hampton on his right. He's got two receivers on the left, Iannotti and Stacey Howard. In the backfield is Calvin Phillips. Looks to pass. No one there as he's getting pressured. Tries to throw one away and get caught by Josh Hampton on the far sideline at about the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him down around the 15. So get some positive yards back.
Yeah, they need to get some positive yards back because they got a lot of real estate to cover out here.
So we have third down and long. Making that catch was Josh Hampton. As he looks like he's holding his hand on the play, and he's going to remain in the game, but he does look like he's definitely feeling some pain. Defense for the Salina Liberty have the Eagles backed up. 3rd and 17. Out of the shotgun is Crawford. Moves Hampton to the left side with Iannotti. In the back on the right side is Stacey Howard as he and Hampton will get a head start from their own 5-yard line. Crawford looks back. He wants Howard over to the left now, so trips left. Now that he moves him on the left hip is Calvin Phillips. Throwing a pass deep to Stacey Howard and tip. There's a flag in the backfield near Brandon Crawford as the incomplete pass on the 3rd and 17. We're waiting for the call. But looks like the officials are looking over the Salina Liberty. And the decline penalty is, so it will be on the Eagles, and the Salina Liberty will decline it. Here's the call. So it's going to be a 4th down and long for the Eagles as they want an explanation.
Because I think there's some confusion. How can it be 4th down if it's against the Liberty? Right here, as you look at the replay.
1 second here. We're going to explanation here. So we'll be 3rd down. Nice call, Benjamin. It'll be no sense.
It didn't make any kind of sense. It's when that experience of officiating comes in.
So a manageable play here, 3rd and 12, one more look.
Yeah, and you see this. This is another. He drives off the back foot, but it's like he's overthrowing, and he doesn't seem to have confidence in his pass. And right there he throws into double coverage. As you saw, there were two defenders right there. There was nothing there. So he's trying to force it. He's trying to, you know, get the offense going and get himself going by forcing it, but he just needs to play it relaxed.
Third down, Crawford takes the snap. He's looking left. Runs up the middle himself. Now as there's some room, brought down at about the 25. Wrestled on the play was number 44 of the line of Liberty. That's Chris Washington, one of the defensive ends. Positive yardage for Crawford, but it's going to bring up a fourth down, as that was about third and 12 or so. They're going to need another 5 yards to pick up that first.
I believe the defensive line for the Liberty are making Crawford feel real uncomfortable because he's not even given a chance for the play to develop downfield, and he's already taken off. I know the pressure's there, but right here he had some time still. As you see, the defenders are all blocked here. I don't know why he took off running instead of looking downfield and seeing what he had open.
A little bit over a minute left to go here in the third, as the Eagles trail by 8, 31-23, still one possession game. They go for two. Out of the shotgun is Crawford as he looks downfield, drops it off now to his running back, Calvin Phillips. He's going to pick up the first down, no problem. He makes a little shimmy move back to the outside and does get past the first down line, was at the 19-yard line. Let's see where they mark it here. I think he got to about the 17.
And this is a good pass right here. This helps out the offense, but more importantly, it helps out Crawford and gives him some confidence because he just completed a pass. Sometimes you just need to see the pass completed, and it's just like basketball. Sometimes you need to see the ball go in the hoop. Right here, you need to see a pass completed, and it might help his confidence going along during the game.
Crawford's got Hampton and Howard on his right, Iodani on his left. Hands off to Calvin Phillips on his right hip as Phillips goes to the left, and he's stuffed at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get brought down right at the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up a yard. Getting in there on the play was number 57 and number 16. Number 16, Ira Autry, and 57, KJ of the Salina Liberty, getting in there in the backfield and pushing Calvin Phillips back. Phillips has had a rough night, even though he's had 3 touchdowns. He's been asked to do a lot of work, and he's had a couple of those runs where haven't really amounted to anything.
Yeah, he's had to do a lot of work out here. I mean, yes, he's had 3 touchdowns, but those were 3 tough touchdowns. Well, actually, there were 2 and 1 that he just walked in.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. The Eagles trail by 8, a score of 31-23. Asana Liberty leading here. This is the Chicago Eagles football on the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. We'll be back for the fourth quarter in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the 2 Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, que sea divertido y conozcas a muchas personas? El Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio, al aire o usar equipo de cámara. Incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. ¡Llama ahora! Este programa especial te da el camino rápido a entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visita bnr.com/Lombard y empieza tu carrera en broadcasting.
Welcome back to Chicago Eagles football. You're tuned in to Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Cody Grant along with Benjamin Fonseca. Chicago Eagles find themselves trailing as we begin this fourth quarter to this line of Liberty. Liberty have come into the UIC Pavilion here in Chicago on the road. Both teams 0-1. Both teams lost last week, and Salina has been able to get in front, but the Eagles trying to get this drive down. They're going to have a good opportunity inside the red zone after Calvin Phillips was able to pick up the first down. And here we go, fourth quarter. Eagles have to do some work, down by 8.
They need to get this offense rolling. I mean, the defense can only do so much, and basically the defense can only do so much so they get tired. And once they get tired, that means the offense for the Liberty can do so much more, so many more things. Cut down on the penalties. The penalties are just hurting them, and they've been hurting them all night tonight.
It's going to be from the 16-yard line of the Liberty. Eagles in red zone territory as Brennan Crawford under center. He's got Iannotti to the far left. On the right, he's got two receivers. Josh Hampton moving in motion right there is Stacy Howard taking the snap, and that's going to be a flag as it's going to be like a false start as no one was moving. Everybody wasn't expecting the snap to come. Flags come flying.
It's on the offense.
Yep, it's going to be against the Eagles.
Legal formation, it looks like.
A 5-yard penalty, repeat first down. As we're waiting for the official word.
Yeah, it looks like...
on Calvin Phillips for moving during the snap on the running back. So 5-yard repeat first down. Go ahead, what you were going to say, Ben, for second down, my mistake.
It looks like the Eagles are playing a little nervous out here. Like they're not completing passes. The passes from Crawford are not coming out accurate, and it looks like they're the ones that are on the road instead of being the Liberty that's on the road.
First down markers at the 7-yard line. Crawford out of shotgun, 2 hours receivers right, looking right, throws over the middle near the near sideline. It's caught and going through the board, still holding on at about the 2-yard line. Stacy Howard, what a game he has had. Getting out there, taking big hits, but making the catches. First down, Eagles.
Yeah, he's made two catches over there where he's gone into the barrier. As you see right here in the replay, he's prepared to get hit by the defender and the barrier. Look at that. Look at that great camera view right into the barrier, right into it. Knocks it over, matter of fact. That's a big hit right there, too.
Big first down for the Eagles. First and goal from the 2-yard line. They got Calvin Phillips in the backfield. They'll give it to Phillips right at the middle. He tries to stretch over, and the ball comes loose and picked up by Stacy Howard back at the 13-yard line as Calvin Phillips was trying to stretch to break the plane, and that ball just popped out.
And it looks like the Eagles think that that ball crossed the plane. It should have been called a touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about, the 10-yard line officials in there to break up the play. Calvin Phillips very upset.
Yeah, he thought he got in. Let's see here if it breaks the plane. There we go. It's a simple run. You get a block by the fullback. And here we go. He stretches out. And he's on top of the defender, so he's never down. See if we get another angle here. There we go. It looks like he was in. Looks like he was never down. He was on top of the defender, but...
That's close.
Yeah, that's very close.
Unfortunate turn of events, but give it up to Stacy Howard for covering on that ball. Calvin Phillips very upset with himself. He wanted to score the touchdown, gave the extra effort. It hurt him there, but see if the Eagles can try to rebound. It's going to be a second and goal back from the 13-yard line as we're going to have a timeout on the field. We're going to stay here. Chicago Eagles, their first timeout of the half. So 12:29 to go. It's going to be a second and goal. One more look at this run by Calvin
Phillips.
Let's
take another look at this replay here. As you can see right here, the initial contact happens at the 1-yard line. Now he's turning his body. He's not down yet. He's still not down yet. He's on top of a defender. Now he crosses the line and he's on top of a defender. I think that's a good touchdown. I think the officials missed one on that one.
Well, it's going to be back at the 13-yard line, second and goal for the Eagles.
And another thing, I don't understand how it's a fumble if he was down on the ground right there as well.
He did come over. If you're on top of a defender, you're not down. But to your point, Benjamin,
but his shoulder ended up, yeah,
after the defender before the fumble, exactly, before the ball came loose. Tough break for the Eagles. But they still have a good opportunity inside the 15 of the line of Liberty. Down by 8 here in the fourth quarter, 31-23. They need a touchdown here. They need a two-point conversion to get back into this game. Out of the shotgun is Crawford. Three wide receivers lined to the left. Two in the back. They'll get a head start. Is Stacy Howard and Anthony Iannotti as they break. And a handoff to Calvin Phillips is a fake. Throws over the middle and A lot of miscommunication there as I believe the antenna receiver was Stacy Howard, but a lot of traffic defensively from the side of Liberty.
Yeah. It looks like he missed him. Like you said, it's a little bit of miscommunication right here. He throws in the middle of the field, but there's no one there.
It's going to be a third down here and goal from the 13-yard line, Eagles.
And this is considered as a mistake as well. As you see, he's looking for the receiver to come across, but no one comes across. So that's another mistake, another form of miscommunication, another mistake that the Eagles can't have.
As Crawford comes up to the line of scrimmage, under center, Calvin Phillips in the backfield right behind him. Trips left as they move in motion. Taking the snap is Crawford. Looking to throw, pressure coming. He's going to try to take it himself around to the outside and hit hard in the boards at about the 14-yard line. Actually loses a yard as he gets very frustrated with his receivers. He's trying to tell them where to go, and it's going to be bringing up a fourth down for the Eagles. Let's see what the decision is, if you're going to kick the field goal or go for it, as it's 14 yards to score.
Yeah, this is him getting slammed into the board. He doesn't look comfortable in the pocket whatsoever, and I don't know if it's the offensive line or it's the receivers, but he obviously, Crawford, does not look comfortable on the field whatsoever.
Eagles will go for it, fourth and goal from the 14. Anything but a touchdown here will turn the ball over. They're down by 8, 31-23. Need something good to happen as Crawford on the shotgun. On his left hip is Calvin Phillips, two wide receivers right, one to left. He sends him. Crawford takes a snap, looks to the left, throws one to Anthony Ionati. It's tipped, and Ionati is hitting a late hit on there.
Number three.
As hitting Stacy Howard, and Howard has a word to talk to him. That was Dontre Matthews, defensive back, right there on your screen, and Howard's very upset. That's going to give the Eagles a first down, though, on the sportsmanlike penalty.
Yes, and
not
that's
a smart
huge
play
right
on
there.
The Liberty.
No, not a smart play whatsoever. They've been playing a good game so far, and this is kind of stuff that turns into losses at the end of the day.
And that ball was not going to be completed. It was a great
defensive play
originally on the tip ball. You see the hit on Iannotti. But here's the penalty right there on your screen at the 5-yard line. Stacy Howard coming in. Ball's clearly out of play. Just
exactly.
A cheap shot.
That is a cheap shot. The ball's already on the ground already, and he's already trying to hit him. And right now the officials are trying to decide what they're going to do here. As we get another look at it, as you see right here, the ball's already on the ground. And, I mean, he can't say that he did not see the ball down the ground because he's looking right at the ball.
Well, they threw the flag.
And it looks like, yeah, they threw the flag on this hit right here, too. And then they threw another one right here. So I think you got two flags.
So you got one personal foul on the sign of Liberty. So half the distance to the goal from the original spot, and it's going to be automatic first down, so the Eagles have another breath of life.
And here's another look at the replay right here. As Crawford drops back right here. And another thing about this play also is the pass isn't accurate. Once again, the pass comes out of there and it comes up short where the defender has a chance to get his hand on the ball.
So on the shotgun is Brennan Crawford. On his right hip is Calvin Phillips. Two wide receivers to the right is Josh Hampton in the backfield. Stacy Howard, you have on the far left, number 23. That's Thalen Pierce. Now he moves back because he needs two guy receivers coming off as he takes the snap, pitches out to Calvin Phillips to the outside, to the five, to the two, spins inside, gets down to about the one. It's going to be a late hit again. That's going to go against the Salina Liberties, number 57, KJ Chikezi Ukeje.
And the officials are going to have to get a hold of this game. It's getting a little chippy out there. It's getting real chippy out there.
As they meet at the 5-yard line and talk it over, and you saw head coach from the Salina Liberty, Eric Clayton.
Well, he kind of wants to know what's going on. Why are we doing this?
Well, take a look at the late play. Calvin Phillips came alongside Benjamin, and what happened here?
I mean, basically, the play's done.
But that's a second hit.
Yeah. Why are you there? There's no reason for you to come over and make that hit after the play is done. The whistle's blown. Stop play. These are two critical mistakes by the Liberty that, I mean, right now, The Eagles are right at the goal line. Look at that. That's a bad hit. Great camera work down there as well. Yeah, Calvin Phillips knew it was a late hit as well. He's lobbying for the flag as well.
Give a shout out to Jorge. Great camera work down there on the sideline. Yes, he ain't definitely scared of any hits right there. He's going to stay in to get the best shots for us.
Right, he's hanging in there. We might have to buy him a dinner later tonight.
Tune to the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Chicago Eagles here trailing by 8 against the Salina Liberty. One more look at that personal foul. It's going to be a first and goal from the 1-yard line for the Eagles as they look to try to tie this game up. Still a one-possession game. You score 6 here, go for 2, tie it up at 31. That's what they're thinking here in the fourth quarter with just over 10 minutes to go.
And yeah, there's a lot of time in this game, but for those two penalties to come up, they just gave life to the Eagles.
They got the fullback in the game now, Terrence Freeman, right in front of Calvin Phillips. Two wide receivers, one on the right. It's a quarterback sneak, dropping the ball. Originally was Crawford, but he picks it back up and he scores. Touchdown Eagles as they finally get into the end zone on the quarterback sneak. Originally he fumbled the ball, Benjamin, but
yeah,
he picked it back up and he got in. Great awareness by quarterback Brendan Crawford.
And hopefully this gives Crawford some kind of confidence, because right now he has not been playing good, and hopefully that puts some confidence in him.
Watch the snap.
Yes. So he loses a snap on the ground. He has the, you know, the know-how just to pick it up and run 2 yards in.
And here we go. It's not over yet, Benjamin, here on this possession, because they got to go for 2. They could elect to kick the extra point, but down by 2 right now in the fourth quarter. They elect to go for it. Down by 31-29. Crawford under center. He remains in the backfield as Terrence Freeman ahead of Calvin Phillips. One wide receiver to the left is number 23. That's Thalen Pierce. And then Josh Hampton. They pitch it off to Calvin Phillips. He gets hit at the backfield, but he pushes through. He pushed through his own man.
Yes, he
as
did.
He goes in. No. Just all the way.
Yeah.
Calvin Phillips.
Say, get out of my way. I'm taking this to the house.
No regard for human bodies as he bumbles into the end zone.
As you see right here, he took his own man with him. And I mean, right here, why wouldn't you run the ball? You've been running the ball with success down here at the goal line, so why not continue to run it?
I tell you what, I mean, Terrence Freeman, I don't think he's going to be mad at Calvin Phillips for that, but he's a big guy. He's tough
exactly.
to hit down.
I mean, as you see right here, the size differential, both of them, and he takes him out. Look at that. It's like, you're in my way, I'm taking you out as well.
Calvin Phillips has been in the end zone 4 times here today. Of that, of course, just a 2-point conversion, though. So 3 touchdowns, 1 2-point conversion, ties the game up. Story of that drive, though, Benjamin, the Salina Liberty had the Eagles on a 4th down. They forced an incomplete pass, but a late hit gave the Eagles a 1st and goal.
Exactly.
And then another late hit gave them another 1st and goal, just penalties cost the Salina Liberty on that drive, and that forces the Eagles to get back in this game, tied up at 31 apiece late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 2 sportsmanlike conduct penalties down here at the red zone. You cannot have that and expect to win games. And the Liberty, that's a huge mistake for them. That's very huge. And I think, I don't know what's going on down there, but to do it back-to-back, I mean, that's uncalled for.
So kicker for the Eagles, David Wynn, will look to send it deep as it's left of the left hash mark where he likes to put it. And he sends one, and in the back, it goes off the fingertips, finally caught at about the 3-yard line, taking up field, breaks back to the right side and going up, which is kicker to beat, going to the 10, 5, touchdown, returns the kick all the way for the touchdown. Number 19 of the Salina Liberty, that's Isaiah Barfield, and just puts them right back up in the position they were just in about 6 seconds ago on the game clock. What a return by Isaiah Barfield. Got everybody commit to the left, and they made that one cut, Benjamin, we're going to see here.
Yeah, as you look
outside
at the replay right here, he ends up, he gets a full head of steam right here, and this is what's key. He gets a full head of steam, whoop, he goes back the other way. And then just a simple missed tackle back there in the backfield, and then another missed tackle right here. You can't have missed tackles on the field. And he takes it to the house. And this is what happened last week. Their special teams, about midway through third quarter, gave up a kickoff, or actually a field goal return, and that was the difference in the game. Hopefully today they can come out and score another touchdown and actually get another tie.
So Michael Giorgetti will try to put his team up by 7 as the extra point is up and right through.
That kick is good.
So the Salina Liberty go up by 7 here in the fourth quarter, 38-31. The Eagles home crowd is trying to get them into it, trying to get them hyped as the Eagles want to win this first game at home. And this is their home opener. They come in 0-1, losing to the Sioux City Bandits last week by a final score of 41-39. As for the Salina Liberty, they want to get a win here on the road as they lost last week to the Wichita Forest 66-44.
Yeah, and the problem is right now is that the special teams have given up touchdowns in key situations where they need to close the door on the opposing team. Last week, it was the Bandits. This week's it's the Liberty. So, I mean, their special team needs to help out the defense and close the door and help close the door on the teams that they're facing.
Back deep to receive for the Eagles is Chris Muhammad, defensive back. Also in the backfield, number 20, that'd be Anthony Hughes.
Yeah, it just seems like the Eagles don't have things together. There's a little bit of confusion back there as well right now.
So kickoff coming for the Liberty as getting ready to send it deep is Michael Giorgetti, who just converted on that extra point. As he sends it, it's going to bounce at about inside the 15, taken away by Chris Muhammad. He goes to the left, back to his right. He finds an opening up the middle, tries to break through, brings back inside to the far side of the 15, 10, 5, and dives to the end zone. He's going to be short as they're going to mark him about the 1-yard line. We almost saw a rare feat, 2 kickoff returns in a row. But
wow,
great job
that
by Chris
awesome.
Muhammad for the momentum of the Eagles after they break that touchdown on the other way. They come back themselves and put themselves in a great position to tie this game up again.
Great blocking right here. And what's key right here, you get the good run back, you get the good blocking, but the key is no penalties and nothing to bring it back.
Chris Muhammad, look at all that.
Yes.
Traffic inside, he breaks the tackle.
Exactly, great cutback right there.
Inside.
Yeah, right there, great cutback at about the 23-yard line, sets him free. He would have been home free if he would have got another block right at the end right there. That would have been great. But we get it down to the 1-yard line. There's no penalties. And right here, we can have a momentum changer.
What do you think here? Give it to Calvin Phillips.
Yes,
and go right in the middle.
They've been successful all day today. You just give it to Calvin Phillips. At least if I'm the coach, I give it to Calvin Phillips and say, hey, do what you do best.
You got a weak eye. As handoff to Colin Phillips right the middle behind his fullback in for a touchdown behind the blocking of Terrence Freeman. Calvin Phillips in for his 4th TD of the night. That's going to put the Eagles up to 37, down by 1 to the Salina Liberty, heading the extra point. Calvin Phillips doing work, but you've got to give Chris Muhammad all the credit on that drive because of that kick return that he had.
And here we go. We're looking at the replay right here. Just let him do what he does best. If I'm the coach, I'm giving him the ball. They've been successful all day. Hey, keep on doing it until they stop you.
First time they came out in that weak eye formation, and you use Terrence Freeman to give you that first lead block, and really there's no chance to stop Calvin Phillips on a 1-yard walk-in for a touchdown.
And that's how he's been getting most of his touchdowns, other than that long run he had earlier. But for the most part, give him the ball and let him run between the tackles.
Extra point here for David Wynn. Holder Anthony Iannotti sets it up, and Wynn puts it through. And the kick is good. So tying up are the Eagles. So quick back and forth. They're finally getting going. And there's a flag down on the play, though, as the official, I believe, was pointing over.
And here's the replay again. Once again, a simple handoff. Give it to your workhorse.
We get the official call here. And that was a personal foul, number 57, KJ. It's the second personal foul of the game. The extra point is good. The penalty will be assessed to the kickoff, so the Eagles are going to be able to kick it off a little bit farther.
And here's another replay right here. like I said, if you're the coach, you're giving it to him. One yard or less, you're depending on your offensive line to get you those 1 yard. And you're also depending on Calvin Phillips to get you that 1 yard as well.
And that lead block, as you see the Eagles chicks heading out to get the T-shirts to the fans here at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago. We had a nail biter between the Eagles and the Liberty.
It's a back and forth affair out here. You know, especially with the run backs right there. That was amazing. You had one run back for a touchdown, then you came right back to back.
The special teams of the Eagles, though, they got to get something going. They're going to have a great opportunity because that penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. So depending on where it is returned by the Slant of Liberty, they will start 15 yards back. So they can really do some good here, the Eagles, as they talk it over right at the goal line. David Wynn will get ready to send it deep. So another close game for the Eagles.
I wonder if they do start it up that high, though, because since this is a shorter field, will they do that kind of?
Well, they're going to assess the penalty on the return.
After the return
is done, they will take off some yards from the Liberty. So David Wynn will look to send it as the kickoff will be taken inside the end zone, goes over the end zone, so that will be a touchback. But again, with that personal foul, they will assess the penalty. So the Slant of Liberty will come out offensively, as they did not have an offensive possession last time because of the kick return for a touchdown.
And how do you beat a kick return? You just kick it out of the end zone. Definitely kick it out of the play so you don't have a run back or you don't have any kind of misfortunes out here. Because right now you want to keep the momentum on your side. And as the Eagles, their defense right now is coming out right now, and they have to make a stop. They have to be the strong point as they are. They are the strong point of the team, and the defense has to make a stop.
So they'll come out at about the 12.5-yard line. So since it is a 15-yard penalty, a touchback would bring it back to 25. So it's going to be half the distance to the goal. Starting off on their own 12.5-yard line, out of the shotgun is quarterback Reggie Langford. As he takes the snap, gives off to his running back Burke Jr. up the middle, finds some good yardage and gets down to about the 19-yard line. Will be short of a first down by just a few.
Number 8 home carrier, Brigade setup, bring up second down and 3 for the Liberty.
Be a second and 3 for the Liberty.
Fans, you know your Chicago Eagles are very active on social media. Head over to Facebook and give us a like and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Reggie Langford gets a call from the sidelines. He heads out to the huddle of the Salina Liberty. Just over 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Tie game, 38-all. Eagles defense needs to come up big here. As coming out of the huddle is Langford. Two wide receivers to his left, one to his right. He's got Burke on his right hip in the backfield. Moving into motion as he fakes the handoff on the sweep. Now the option is a flag down in the backfield and hit hard on the play. They lit him up for getting the first hit was Boss Walton. As they read that perfectly, the Eagles, but the flag may go against the Eagles as talking over to the official on the far sideline was Quinnell Johnson.
Yeah, it looks like they strung him along the line and then they waited until the rest of the team came over so they can make the tackle here.
And that is going to be on Quinnell Johnson as that will be a 5-yard penalty. Repeat second, will be a first down, excuse me. First down, so they will move the change.
And you know what? Speaking of Johnson, isn't it time for him to show up and make an interception or trying to make a defensive play? That would be huge.
He was close a couple times already in this game. He did return one for 6 last week against Sioux City. And it would be a great time for Bell Johnson to make a play as 1st and 10 for the Salina Liberty. As they have a full house set in the backfield. Reggie Langford takes the snap, hands it off to the left side, to the near sideline, near the 25-yard line, hit by Quinnell Johnson. Great play there as stuffing that in the backfield, maybe a loss of 1.
Yeah, it looked like he took on the defender. Look at the replay right here. He took on the defender and he took on the runner. As you see, they try to hold him right here and he just blows up blows up the double team to make the tackle.
Well, Johnson was tied for the lead last week with 11 tackles for the Chicago Eagles. He's second down for the East Line of Liberty. Four wide receivers spread. Out of the shotgun, no one in the backfield is Reggie Langford. As he moves the receivers in motion, takes the snap, looks left, throws over the middle, a little high, but brought down, caught at the 20-yard line. On the play was Derek Reset, and that's going to give them a third and manageable.
Pass complete to number 10.
About a third and four as they have to get to the 16-yard line to pick up that first down.
And if you notice, the Eagles are trying to hold them up and they're trying to punch at the ball. Vintage Charles Tillman with the Chicago Bears, but here we go. He makes the catch right here. Now look at him. The defense holds him up. They make the initial tackle. They hold him up, and they're trying to get a strip right here so they can get a turnover and get the ball back so they can end up scoring and breaking this tie.
And that was Chris Muhammad trying to hold him up and rip that ball out, but good job by Derek Reset to hold on as the Solana Liberty have a crucial third down here. They may go for it, though, on fourth down, kind of a little bit far from a field goal in the indoor league. Out of the shotgun is Langford. He has Burke on his left hip. Two wide receivers right, one to left. They move in motion. Fakes the handoff to Burke. Throws one deep to the end zone in the near corner. And almost caught, a little bit overthrown. And going down hard was Derek Reset as he tried to make that catch. He's on the ground. And looks like he will get up.
Maybe the wind got knocked out of him right there. He hit that barrier pretty hard.
Well, he laid out to try to make that pass and haul it in.
As you can see in the replay, it looks like it might have got him in the stomach here. Yeah, as you see right there, at the end of the play, it got him in the stomach, and then it doesn't help that he got hit from the back into the barrier.
It's a tough guy, Derek Reset, stays in the game. As now he will come off. And coming into the game is Artrell Snipes to replace him, and also number 84 on the far sideline, Pelton Small. On the shotgun, four wide receiver spread. It is fourth and four. Big play for the Eagles defense as Langford takes the snap. It's a low snap. He picks it up. Pressure coming. He has to throw one up and a free ball. Going to make the play. Interception, Eagles.
Oh, where's the flag
at? There you go. Number 21. Who else but Quinnell Johnson? And we have some extra crickers in the back. There was, looked like there might have been a punch throwing, a little fight between Chris Muhammad and also 84 off the slide of Liberty. Pelton Smalls.
And just as soon as we talked about him, he makes a play.
Cornell Johnson goes up and hauls it in, the interception. But you got to think, Benjamin, as the officials talk about the flag that was thrown, that was after the play, so the interception will stand. It's going to be Eagles football. What was going through the mind of Reggie Langford to just throw that up?
I don't know. He should have took the sack right there. Sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and take the sack. As you see right here, he throws off his back foot once again. As soon as you have a fumble, you have a broken play, so you got to make the best of it. Throwing up the ball is not making the best of it. And right here, this is a perfect interception. Gets hit on the out of bounds. Now look at this. He took him to Suplex City right here. As you see, he body slams him right on the ground right there. And this is football. This is not wrestling.
No, to you, Benjamin, I'm not surprised with the wrestling reference, and I love it.
Yeah.
But you know what? To go back to that point, actually the interception of Cornell Johnson will look great in the stat sheet.
Yeah.
So it's against the Salina Liberty, so it will be first down. It will add to the end of the play, but you actually think it might have been a better decision for Cornell Johnson originally to just bat that down because it would have had the ball back at about the 20-yard line. But with the penalty, it evens
penalty,
it out.
Yep.
So it works out in all favors. Eagles with the ball. They have just 28 yards to go to get them into the lead. They haven't led for a while now.
Yeah,
since
right there.
I believe they were up 17-13 was the last time they were in the lead.
And it looks like they have the Liberty frustrated because a lot of these unsportsmanlike conducts are happening after the play.
So back the other way is Crawford out of the shotgun. It's going to be an illegal formation as the snap didn't take place. And you saw the receiver, Stacey Howard, and also Thalen Pierce were gone. Mistake made. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So repeat first down. That's the third time this has happened on the beginning of the drive for the Eagles, something they have to shore up, something I guarantee you Tim Arvanitis will be talking with him after the game about.
Yeah, you can't have mistakes like that, especially when you got momentum on your side. You just had a big interception right there, had another penalty, and you got to keep the momentum going in your favor.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left for the Eagles on the right hip of quarterback Brendan Crawford is running back Calvin Phillips. And another one, it happens again for the second straight time, an illegal formation on the Eagles. That's going to bring them back another 5 yards. So after that,
and it's the same
on Stacey Howard. So after that, a penalty on the Salina Liberty, the Eagles shoot themselves in the foot, and they lose a total of 10 yards.
Yeah, and right here, it's the same thing. Is it the offensive line for getting the snap count, or is it the receivers that are taking off too early? And it, to me, I think it's the offensive line, or especially specifically the snapper, that's forgetting the snap count. And he's not, you know, hiking the ball when the snap count is supposed to be happening.
So first at 20, back from their own 11-yard line. Brendan Crawford's going to stay under center. Trips right. He's got Calvin Phillips on the backfield. He throws a screen pass out. Cut back inside is Josh Hampton as he picks up maybe a couple yards, about 3 or 4. So it's going to be a second and long here. The only good thing is it was first down. He only had all those yards to go, but still those penalties, Ben, you've been talking about it all game long, something they have to shore up.
I mean, it's the story of the game. It's the penalties that are, you know, shooting them in the foot right now. I mean, right here, you have this play right here that just gives them a few yards to get out of the end zone and get a little breathing room because, you know what, this defense is playing tough and they're giving the offensive line fits.
Second down and 17, Crawford under center, drops back, he has time, throws deep to the far sideline, first down on the catch, Stacey Howard at the 17-yard line as he skies in the air to pull one down. What a throw by Crawford, standing still in the pocket. Benjamin, I know you're going to love this, he drove off that back foot.
Yes, he drove off this back foot. And definitely, if you see the replay right here, he drives off that back foot, and he makes an accurate pass. It's one of the best passes he's had all tonight. And he looked, for the first time all tonight, he looked comfortable back there. As you see, when he drives back right here, he looks very comfortable, and he realizes how much time he has.
First and 10 for the Eagles, under 4 minutes to go in the game. Tie game, 38 all. Crawford under out of the shotgun. 2 hours here to the right, gives over to Calvin Phillips on the shotgun run. He breaks a tackle out to the outside on the far sideline. 10 to the first down marker, gets hit hard into the boards. On the play was Dontre Matthews. And Dontre Matthews had that illegal hit earlier. That was clean. You saw Calvin Phillips give him a little tap on the helmet to say, that's all you got. First down Eagles as they're inside the 10-yard line of the Salina Liberty. What a play by Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, right here. He takes the handoff and he cuts it back right here. Now, what's been hurting the Liberty is missed tackles. As you saw at the end, there was a missed tackle. Here we go with another replay. Different angle. He cuts back. There's a good block right there by the receiver because that's key in running. You have to have everyone blocking on the same page if you want to be successful in the run game.
Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Under center is Crawford. Three wide receivers to the right. He's got Calvin Phillips in the backfield. He gives off to Phillips right up the middle. Hits hard the hole, and he gets up to the 5-yard line. Hit first on the defense was number 33, Brock Long of the Salina Liberty. We called his name a few times. He does a good job in the linebacker position. He's second and goal. The Eagles have house money right now. They're in field goal range. They can let some time wear off and try to get this down, but you've got to expect they want to score that touchdown.
Yes, they do want to score that touchdown, and I guarantee you that they're going to give the ball to Phillips again. I mean, you keep on doing it until they stop you. I mean, they do have little stops here and there, but for the most part, they haven't been able to stop him. He's been actually doing pretty good as far as rushing. He has been stopped. He has been bottled up, but at the same time, he's been a workhorse tonight.
Second down and goal from the 4-yard line. Crawford moves receivers in motion to the right, one to the left. He hands off to up the middle, Calvin Phillips, and he thought he was in the end zone. Crawford was jumping for joy, but he got hit hard. Good defensive play by Dontre Matthews as he came out right at the end and stuffed Calvin Phillips short. It's going to be a third and goal from the 1-yard line.
And sometimes you got to give credit where credit's due. Right here, Matthews makes a solid play, a solid tackle. There's nothing wrong with this, and he stops him at the goal line.
Great hit by Dontre Matthews. Give it up for him. He was able to keep Calvin Phillips out the end zone. It will be a third and one. Let's see if they try that strong eye or that weak eye formation if they are bring in Terrence Freeman, that's worked a couple times for them. Do not. So they have Calvin Phillips all by himself in the backfield. Crawford under center, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Third and goal, trying to score here, getting the lead. It's a quarterback sneak, and Crawford, first effort's no good. Second effort is stuffed as well. That's going to make it a fourth and goal. Finish up the play after the Rock got in there to get the leg tackle was Dontre Matthews again, who has been huge on this drive for the Liberty.
And you don't see a push here by the offensive line right here. In order for a QB sneak to work, you have to have get a good push by the offensive line. And right there was no push. They just got stalemated at the line of scrimmage, and then, you know, they pushed the quarterback back. Another thing right here, I don't understand why you just don't give it to Calvin Phillips. He's been successful all night from 1 yard out. Give him the ball. Let him score another touchdown.
I'm surprised they didn't bring in Terrence Freeman, the fullback. They used him before on the weak guy, and they have the elite blocker for Calvin Phillips. That time they tried the QB sneak. They had done that before, and it did work. But I agree with you 100%.
And that's what you got to do.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. Let's go. Float 60. Ready? Have you ever wanted to get away? And no, I'm not talking about some expensive vacation, but a place where you can go just a few short steps from home and release all that stress and tension. Well, here at Float 60, you can do just that.
And on the run, about a fumble at the goal line. Calvin Phillips, as he loses it. And I don't know, did he break the plane? They didn't blow it dead, though. It's going to be a turnover, and the Eagles said that he was down. He broke the plane. Calvin Phillips got right through. And looks like they're going to talk about it, but that may be a fumble. That may be going back to the Liberty.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see if we can see the replay here.
As Calvin Phillips went right through, they gave it to him, and he had a fumble earlier that Stacy Howard was able to cover up on. That one, though, it looked like he was breaking the plane as he got over, and they're going to give it to the sign of Liberty. That's going to be a turnover back the other way. One more look at this one, Benjamin.
One more look at this. He doesn't get in right here.
No.
And that's when the ball comes out. The ball's already coming out. As you can see, the ball is already out before he crosses the plane. I don't ever think he had a handle on the ball. As you can see him running through the line, it doesn't look like he had a handle on the ball, and the ball was coming out before he crossed the line.
So they're going to give it to the line at Liberty. It's a crucial mistake there by the Eagles they try to go for it on fourth down.
And that was the correct call by the officials right there. He is
third
losing
down.
The ball.
So it will be a turnover. Alvin Phillips, he's been so good here tonight, but makes a big mistake there as he fumbles it right on the goal line. And the Salina Liberty now have an opportunity to go the length of the field with under a minute left here in the fourth quarter to try to win this game and go home happy.
Exactly. They want to send the home faithful with a victory, send them home with a victory. And right here, there's a lot of confusion down here on the field. I think they're trying to determine where the spot of the ball was at.
And they're still.
And now the coach is coming out, and he's upset about that, and he's saying that's a bad spot right there.
Head coach Eric Clayton of the Salina Liberty.
Anyway, let's see where they recover the ball at. That's probably what the confusion is that they're talking about where the ball was recovered. If it's recovered in the end zone and they're hit in the end zone, then it's a touchback and they get to pull it out. Is he down by contact? That's what the ruling is. Well, he picks it up in the back of the end zone, and he runs out with it.
And Benjamin, to your point, they did move it up to the five.
Yeah, because he ends up running out with it. He didn't stay in the end zone. And right here, as you look, the ball is coming out before he crosses the plane. That's a good call by the officials. He's got the ball in the other hand, so he doesn't have it.
So tough break for the Chicago Eagles as they turn over from the 5-yard line or the Salina Liberty out of the shotgun. Four wide receiver spread is Reggie Langford as they move in motion, takes the snap. Blitz coming, hit hard. He throws one up for grabs. And it's going to be picked off by the Eagles down by the 5-yard line. Taking it back to the way left to right is Anthony Hughes across the 20. And the Eagles have the ball back. What a change of events as Anthony Hughes as Langford. That's the second time he's done this, Benjamin. Just throw one up for grabs. And that time it was Anthony Hughes that had the presence of mind to turn around and take it back the other way down to the 20-yard line. Great field position for the Eagles as their offense comes back out on the field.
And look at the run back right here. And you take a look at the replay and the run back. After the interception, you want to get some very important yards right there. And look at that. That changes and flips the field position over.
So he's smart.
And you see, look at that. He just throws the ball up. I mean, he's got a great arm because that was a pretty good throw. And it went pretty far, but too bad it went to the bomb. I mean, it went to the Eagles. And there's a good block right there. You see that block in the middle of the field? That gave him a little, about five yards more.
The guy even passed the 20 near the logo of the 25-yard line at midfield, 25 yards to go. All they need is a field goal. As out of the shotgun is Brennan Crawford. They're back on the field. He's got in the backfield Calvin Phillips, two wide receivers to the left, one to his right. He sends them, takes the snap, drops back to pass. He's got time. He's looking. No one open. Finally throws one over the middle. Too high, and it hits a defender. Trying to make the play was Isaiah Barfield of the Slide of Liberty. He couldn't haul one in. Second down, just 23 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
And definitely right here, he's trying to make a play happen. I mean, honestly, I don't know why they wouldn't go back to Calvin Phillips. I mean, Crawford has been struggling with his passes all day. I think you want to run the ball. You've been successful with running the ball. So he drops back to pass. He's looking for someone open, but great job by the secondary of the Liberty, who end up making it difficult for Crawford to complete a pass.
Here we go, second down and 10. Crawford under center, takes a snap, and we're going to have a blow dead play as Crawford is very upset looking over at Thalen Pierce. We'll get the official call in just a second here. I believe it's going to be on the Eagles, though. Another false start. And actually, they called that on the center, number 87, Anthony Bullock.
And they've been struggling with the pass game today. It's been a struggle for them to get passes completed and go downfield like they were doing before. I mean, they actually, against the Ravens, they actually went downfield. And they actually went downfield against the Bandit last week. But today, it seems like they're having a little bit of a struggle.
Well, back and forth, they had their opportunities, of course, Benjamin. They had the goal line play. Calvin Phillips was fumbling it, but they were fortunate enough to get the ball back on a great defensive play by Anthony Hughes. Defensive back to get that interception. He and Cornell Johnson both duplicated what they did last week. So here we go. Second down and 15. Just 22 seconds to go. Out of the shotgun is Crawford. Two wide receivers left. One to the right. Takes the snap. He's got time to throw. Steps up in the pocket. He's looking to run himself. He cuts back inside the 25. Back to the outside. Gets tackled at the legs. And we have a late hit. And I believe that's going to be on the Eagles, actually. Coming in was number 28, Josh Hampton, and trying to make a block. So that's going to hurt the Eagles again. Well, we're going to wait to see what the call is, but I believe
it's
going to be on.
Yeah, it looked like Liberty came in late, too, as well.
So the officials in the middle field will get the official call here. And I was wrong, and that's going to be on the Liberty. So half the distance to the goal. Be first down.
Here we go. And look at this. He's looking for somebody down the field. He doesn't find anybody. He takes off. He runs. And right now we're going to see the late hit come in. It's on the block. As you can see, it was on the block right here. It was a late hit on the block. And this gives them excellent field goal. Excellent position. And they can come in and kick a field goal. Right here, I would run the ball.
14 seconds to go. Crawford on the shotgun. Two rushers right, one to left. He gives it off to his running back up the middle. Calvin Phillips to the five. Turning and finally brought down. And they're going to take a timeout with 5 seconds to go. To 3 seconds to go to attempt this field goal, and the penalties of the Sign of Liberty really helped the Eagles out, the personal foul penalties to get them in the situation.
Yeah, the personal foul have really hurt the Liberty, and basically might end up hurting them and losing this game. All right, here we go. And this is the first play. And here's the scramble, and here's the first play. He doesn't find anybody downfield. He knows the word, you know, to take off and run. And here we go. And here's the block.
The
here's a late hit.
15-yard line on Salina. That's the guy
so
right
he's
there.
He's down. And now here comes the late hit right here. Boom. And it's to the head as well. That's just a mistake that you can't have happen.
Pressure moment for kicker David Wynn of the Eagles as he has a field goal to win the game. About a 16-yarder. The snap is good. It's up. It's through. The No good. It went to the left, as you saw. Wow, no good. David went his second missed field goal of this game. Heartbreaker. And they're going to add two more seconds on the clock. So still tied game, 38 all. David Wynn had a chance to put his team in front up by three, but failed to make the field goal. So with 2 seconds to go, the Salina Liberty have another opportunity. Just go Hail Mary, one play to go.
And in this game, is it really a Hail Mary? I mean, this is a short field. You get, what, 50 yards out here? Most quarterbacks can't throw 50 yards.
Even about 45,
yeah.
Even.
So it looks like they can go deep right here. I'm pretty sure they're going to have everybody backed up. The Eagle defense should be backed up. You're probably only going to see three people rushing the quarterback right now. It's going to be interesting what they do. If I'm the Liberty, I take the easy way out, dump off for a screen play. And then let's go into overtime and see what happens.
It's Liberty break huddle. They'll start from their own 5-yard line. 2 seconds, just enough for one play. They have a different quarterback in there. We see him play a couple times. Joe casting the void. He did throw a touchdown pass. He also received a touchdown pass. As now we have a padding on the sideline down. So they stopped that to put that back up. They will resume play in just 1 second here.
And he's a taller quarterback, and it looks like he has more arm strength than Langford did.
So they got Kelwin Burke in the backfield. Kelwin Burke. So you have to watch out for that screen pass, as you mentioned, Benjamin, just in case. Eagles have to be on their toes defensively. As they talk things over, get everything set up. Just 2 seconds to go.
Looks like we're going to extra frames, huh?
Well, unless you see a miracle play from either team.
Yeah, it could be an interception. So do you run the risk of throwing it deep and having an interception and possible run back for a touchdown?
But that's the thing, too. If you do get a pick, you're going to have to return for
touchdown.
Exactly. Because there's only
you have
two
no other choice.
So they do resume. Here we go. Out of the shotgun. For the Salina Liberty is Joe Castanavoid, who's played well at the quarterback position when he's had the opportunities here tonight. Got one wide receiver to the right, two to the left. Takes the snap, it's a low snap, tries to run it himself, and he's brought down, and that would do it for regulation, but it's tied up at 38 apiece. And the Eagles had every opportunity to take the lead here.
And right there, the Liberty are very lucky that they didn't fumble that ball in the end zone, because you can still win by safety. I mean, if he gets hit in the backfield, and if I'm familiar with the rules of arena football, it's still a safety, right?
Yes, I believe so. So the officials talk over the coaches of both teams, Salina Liberty and the Chicago Eagles, putting on a show here at the UIC Pavilion as we head to overtime. And wow, I mean, the Eagles in the fourth quarter were down 31-23. They came down, they had a fourth down. Salina stopped them, but it was a unsportsmanlike contact penalty that gave the Eagles an extra first down. Another unsportsmanlike contact penalty gave the Eagles another first down, and they finally scored a touchdown, went for two, tied the game up at 31. On the very next play, Benjamin, was a kickoff that was returned for a touchdown for the Salina Liberty. They went back up 38-31, and then the Eagles came back down. They returned. It was Chris Muhammad, I believe, on the return. Man, he got it back to the 1-yard line, and the Eagles were able to score, tied at 38. And then the Eagles had two chances, one at the goal line, and it was a fumble, crucial fumble.
A crucial fumble. And you know what? Both of these teams have made critical mistakes, critical penalties at the wrong time in the game. We've had an action-packed fourth quarter, but at the same time, what has happened is the mistakes and the penalties that have continued to happen over the time. So it seems like both teams are making mistakes, both teams are making dumb penalties, and they can't seem to continue to keep the momentum on their side. It's like a back and forth, you know, a teeter-totter. You got one team that does this, the other team does this, and they're they're basically at a stalemate, and that's why we have a tie game tonight.
You're tuning in to Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. This is the Chicago Eagles versus the Salina Liberty going to overtime. CIF Champions Indoor Football League right here live at the USC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois. I am Cody Grant Lowe and Benjamin Fonseca as teams meet at midfield. They shake hands. They get ready for the coin toss, and this is crucial here. Who will win this one? So they'll play college rules here in the CIF in overtime. So both teams will get an opportunity on offense possession. So each team gets one timeout as well. The Salina Liberty call heads, the flip. And it was tails, so the Eagles get to decide. So break, so here we go, overtime action in the home opener. So getting these fans some more football, some free
some
football.
Yeah, some extra free football. And everybody likes something free.
So the Chicago Eagles, what I mentioned to Benjamin, they had every opportunity. They fumbled on the goal line. Calvin Phillips had such a great game. You know, he's one of the reasons why you're in the game, but just tough break as he fumbled.
Yeah,
and then
tough
David
break
Wynn,
at that.
Man, David Wynn just had a field goal ready to go and just couldn't get it to go.
And that's what he's been struggling with. I mean, today he's shown his struggle, and he missed a field goal earlier in their game. And right there, when it comes to crunch time, you need to make those field goals. You don't get second chances. And, you know, hey, you got to make those, especially when it comes to a win. You have to make the field goals when the opportunities present themselves and when it's time for you to make them.
So the Eagles won the toss, but they deferred. They want to defend first. Both teams get an opportunity to score. It's NCAA college football rules. So out of the shotgun, they remain with their quarterback, Joel Castanavoid, as he takes the snap. He looks downfield to the far corner of the end zone and dropped on the play. He had a man that was Zach McClain on the coverage. Cornell Johnson did a good job to shadow McClain. And
I think he got a hand in there. As we take a look at the replay, let's see if he got a hand in there. Because it looks like he might have got a hand in there. There we go. He drops back to pass. And you see the ball that comes out of Castanavoid? It's a little bit better. Oh, it looks like he just dropped in. No touch there.
So second down and 10 for the Salina Liberty. On the gun again is Joe Castanavoid as he has a four wide receiver spread. He sets the receivers in motion. Blitz coming up the middle. Eli Morris forces Castanavoid to go outside and he just flips one out of bounds. And that will be an incomplete pass. As the pressure came right up the middle, you see there on the play, then was Kevin Morris. Senior.
Yeah, Morris just ended up blowing that play up. They basically had no block. The offensive line was confused. They didn't know who to block right there. And that happens in football right there. And that's something the quarterback has to alert his offensive line just to let them know. And the offensive line has to be on the same page with the quarterback to see, hey, where's the blitz coming? Who do you pick up? Who do you have? Who do I have to block?
Well, good time to run the blitz there. Good call
exactly.
By the Eagles as Kevin Morris has got the speed and the size to disrupt the passer. Out of the shotgun is Joe Castanavoid. Moves in motion on the right as receivers. Looks left. He's going to get pressured. Has to scramble off to the right. Throws one, and that ball is going to sail. Hit the 10-yard line. Intended receiver on the play was number 10, Derek Reset. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 10. So the Eagles defense holding through three downs. They need one more stop.
Exactly. The Eagle defense, there was nowhere to go with this right here. Everyone was covered downfield. He tries to make something happen by scrambling and prolonging the play, but there was no one open down the field. That's great defense by the Eagles.
Eagles come up. They played a long game here. Extra football, four quarters through the books. We haven't found a winner. We are in overtime. It's college rules. Fourth down and 10 for the Salina Liberty as they make some last-minute changes to the offensive set. And it looks like they're going to attempt a field goal here, Benjamin.
Yeah.
So they will not go for it.
And I mean, as long as you get points, right, and it keeps the game going.
Michael Giorgetti.
But this is dangerous. Watch out for the kick return off the field goal miss.
Yeah, they do have a guy back, Anthony Hughes. And it's a good kick. It was long enough, but wide left. So the Eagles will take over. And you couldn't ask for a better defensive possession there from the Eagles as we take a look at that miss kick.
Once we look at the field goal miss here. And this is the key here, especially with arena football. In the NFL, you can kick the ball high enough, and they can have some carry. Here, you got to kick it on a line drive and try to get some carry because you don't want to hit the frame of the ceiling here in the arena.
So the Chicago Eagles offense comes on the field from the 25-yard line logo midfield on the right hash. There begin as Crawford talking it over, getting the play call from the sideline, heads to the huddle, and the Eagles have an opportunity here to close the doors on the Salina Liberty. It's Crawford out of the gun. On his right hip is Calvin Phillips. Trips left, gives off to Phillips to the left up the middle, and gets brought down at about the 22-yard line, about a 2-yard gain, so being it second and 8.
This is a simple run, and this is what's been working for them all day, so why not continue to go to it? Keep on going to it until they stop it. And as long as you pick about 3 to 4 yards, you'll always have a first down in the third as the third down comes up.
Second down and about 8 yards to go for the Eagles here in this overtime. As under center is Brennan Crawford in the backfield. Calvin Phillips, two wide receivers on the right, one on the left, takes a snap, looks to the right and not looking, picked off and going back the other way, the 20, the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown, pick 6 for the Salina Liberty. That was number 3, Dontre Matthews, as the throw to the outside. Crawford was looking at a receiver, maybe a little miscommunication. He thought he was going to come back, and jumping the route was Matthews. Made a great defensive play
as he goes
all the way to the end zone.
And it looks like he's been timing that one all day. He's been waiting for it, because if you saw earlier in the game, he made a couple breaks on the ball, and he wasn't able to get the interception. But right there, his hard work paid off by him getting the interception. Here's the replay right here. And we take a look right here. And it just, he jumps all over the route. He jumps all over the route. And it looks like another form of miscommunication, because if you look at the receiver is still going straight out and no one is stopping. So as we look at the replay from a different angle right here, look, he jumps right all over that, right there.
And that's going to do it for this game. The Eagles fall to the Liberty, 44-38 on that pick six, jumping the route. Great defensive play. You got to give him credit. Dontre Matthews, intended receiver for the Eagles, was Josh Hampton, as I believe Crawford won Hampton a break sooner. That's a timing play between a quarterback and a wide receiver, and the timing wasn't there.
And is it because they haven't been together for so long? But unfortunately, that happens in football.
And we got Tim Arvanitis along with our Danielle.
Hey, guys. I'm next with head coach Tim Arvanitis. Coach, what just happened right there?
It was just a breakdown in the route. You know, I mean, we had our chances to score. We had our chances to win. We just didn't convert. And just one of them things. We didn't finish the game the way we wanted to.
And I've noticed that throughout the whole game, we're struggling really big on our passing game. There's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of overthrows. What's going on with that?
Well, you know what? I'm an old school coach, and I believe in running the ball first, all right, and setting up the pass. You know, we have some philosophical differences right now on the offense that's going to be corrected. You know, I don't think that some of the throws that were made should have been made, but we'll address that on Tuesday.
All right, Coach, and now you're 0-2. How can you bounce back off and get ready for next week against Wichita Force?
Well, you know, it's a long season. You know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and you know, I anticipate rebounding back and going out there and doing the best we can.
All right, thanks, Coach. Thanks. Tough loss, guys, but we're going to be back here at the UIC Pavilion next week against Wichita Force. We will be playing at 7 o'clock. See you guys then.
Thank you, Danielle, back here in the booth. Cody Grant Lowe and Benjamin Fonseca on the Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Thank you for joining us. Tough loss for the Chicago Eagles. You heard Tim Arvanitis. He says he's an old-school coach. He wants to go for it. He has to get the plays going, but it is a tough loss. They fall to 0-2 here tonight against the Sign of Liberty at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois. The good thing, though, moving forward, is they do have some home games coming up here.
Yes, they got a series of home games. I think they got like four in a row that are coming up that they can definitely bounce back and use this as a momentum swing. Definitely learn from this loss. Learn that the mistakes cannot happen for them to try to get a victory here. Definitely two bad breaks at the end of the game. You had Calvin Phillips that ended up fumbling at the goal line. And then on top of that, you have a big, huge interception at the end of the game right here. As you see, Matthews jump all over this play. And it definitely, just like Danielle brought up down with Coach Arvanitis, is that they ended up, you know, making too many mistakes down there. And, you know, the pass right there, once the player jumps on it, and it looks like Matthew's been reading that all day long. He's been seeing that. He's made two opportunities to jump on passes like that. Was unsuccessful, and right there it looks like he had success, and he took it to the house.
He jumps on those a couple times throughout the game. He gets that one to go. As in overtime, they fought and got back. Defensive play great, forced him into a three and out as they kind of kicked the field goal and missed it. But offensively, a tough break there for quarterback of the Eagles, Brennan Crawford, who I thought played decently well. He had the pick earlier, so chances of two interceptions on the game. But I thought he made some good throws to move forward, to build up upon. But the Eagles had so many chances in this game, they just failed to convert.
Yeah, and they failed to convert. And the struggles of the passing game, and that's what the point I was trying to bring up that Coach Arvanitis and also Danielle were sitting down there talking about, is that the passing game wasn't there. The passing game was basically obsolete in the game, and it didn't happen for them. There were overthrows, there were timing plays that weren't working. It was a whole series of things that were going on that just didn't work for the passing game.
Yeah, tough loss here. Final score again was 44-38. The Salina Liberty take care of the Chicago Eagles here on their home field at the USC Pavilion in Chicago, Illinois. This has been a Chicago Eagles Broadcast Network, powered by IMS and Eversport. Chicago Eagles Network will be here back next week. I want to thank our camera crew, Lee, Enrique, Mario, and Jorge. Our silent reporter, Danielle Bilosky. Obviously, you, Benjamin, the color commentator. Yes. I'm Cody Grant.
Thank you.
Director Peter Freire always did a great job with those shots. We'll be back here next week as the Eagles take on Wichita Forest.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Thank you all who joined us tonight. And have a good one.
Have a good night.